A federal judge heard arguments yesterday on what evidence the government has to provide to categorize an American as an enemy combatant. The Bush administration maintains that anyone in that category has no right to a lawyer and no right to go to court to claim innocence. The case focuses on American-born Yasser Issam Hamdi, who was captured in Afghanistan and is imprisoned in Virginia. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
In the past 2 months, federal judge Robert Dumas has twice ruled that, as a U.S. citizen, Yasser Hamdi has basic legal rights, including the right to meet with an attorney. In July, the judge was rebuffed by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled that federal courts should show the government great deference in military matters during wartime. But the appellate court did say Dumas could look at one procedural question. Did the government give a good reason for classifying Hamdi as an enemy combatant in the first place? That's what yesterday's hearing was about, and Dumas was on the offensive. The crux of the government's evidence that Hamdi is an enemy combatant is a written declaration by Michael Mobbs, a special advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense. It was a slim document, 2 pages, and said essentially that Hamdi was caught in Afghanistan, had an assault rifle, and told U.S. investigators that he went there to train with and, if necessary, fight with the Taliban. The government says that's enough evidence to detain Hamdi indefinitely, but Judge Dumas wasn't buying. Who is this Michael Mobbs? He asked the government's attorney, Greg Garr. Is he a commissioned officer? No, said Garr. A government employee? No. Or just an advisor hired to make a statement, the judge asked. The judge pointed out that Mobbs didn't even know the date that Hamdi was captured in Afghanistan. How could he be an expert in the case? Garr argued repeatedly that the Constitution, as well as court precedent, requires the judge to show deference to the president's wartime decisions, and to provide more evidence about Hamdi would harm national security. Judge Dumas continued to press a government lawyer and finally said, "You've given me nothing to go on except a bare assertion of someone named Mobbs. Now we're locking up Mr. Hamdi in solitary confinement? Think about that. Is that what we're fighting for?" The judge was far gentler with Frank Dunham, the lawyer appointed by the court to represent Hamdi. Dunham pointed out that nowhere did the declaration assert that Hamdi is an unlawful combatant who should receive no rights, and if he's not an unlawful combatant, he should be released or receive the same privileges as a prisoner of war. In the end, Judge Dumas seemed resigned to the fact that the government has the appeals court on its side, and he seemed concerned that, if Hamdi is deemed an enemy combatant, there would be no restraint on the government. If the military sat Hamdi in boiling oil, he asked the government attorney, would that be lawful? After the hearing, public defender Frank Dunham also worried about the precedent for other Americans.
I think the government is using this as a test case to see if they can get away with holding somebody with giving as little information as possible. And that once this detention of Hamdi is upheld, people will just be locked up and they won't be able to do anything about it.
Judge Dumas said he would probably rule in the next 2 days. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Norfolk, Virginia.